There's a troubled history in the military when it comes to sexual harassment.
One in three women who serve later say they've experienced some form of sexual aggression in the armed services.
I put my weapon down and walked away to go smoke a cigarette, and that's when I was attacked. I felt like if I had kept my weapon, maybe I would have been able to do something. Maybe I would have been able to prevent it. No punitive actions were taken against him. It would be my word against his.
That's a former Army staff sergeant in 2010.
She's one of just 17 service members, two of them men, now suing the Pentagon and its leaders, saying they complained, but the military did nothing. Is the military still refusing to protect those who try and protect us? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, February 16th. John's out all week, so I'm joined by our Washington correspondent again, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
We're going to be going deeper into the issues of this lawsuit against the Defense Department over sexual harassment. But first, let's get to the morning's top news headlines. The unrest in the Middle East continues to spread. Anti-government protesters clashed with police and government supporters overnight in Libya's second-largest city of Benghazi. This protester spoke to Al Jazeera as the crackdown began.
I'm scared. I'm really scared. The regime's cars and its thugs are attacking us. They're attacking Libya's youth. They're using hot water cannons.
Nationwide protests against Muammar Gaddafi's 41-year rule are planned for tomorrow. In Iran, government protesters and supporters fought each other during a funeral for a student killed earlier this week. Meanwhile, in Bahrain, protesters continue to occupy the main square in the capital of Manama. Nicholas Kristof, with our partner The New York Times, is there, and he tells CNN this morning.
They're calling for essentially the overthrow of the ruling family and the conversion of Bahrain into a real constitutional monarchy in which the king would reign but not rule.
Sounds like Britain. Christoph says internet service in Bahrain has been blocked. And in Yemen this morning. Two thousand policemen flooded the streets of the capital this morning to try to put down ongoing protests against the current regime. The Iraqi defector who tricked the Bush White House reportedly into believing that Saddam Hussein was working on a weapons of mass destruction program now admits his story was a lie. Rafid Ahmed al-Jadnabi, codenamed Curveball by the CIA, tells London's Guardian newspaper he saw a chance to end Saddam's rule.
I did that for a number of reasons. Firstly, because of my people, the Iraqi people. The old regime was a dictatorship, and that caused a lot of problems for our country.
We have a lot more details on that story at our website, thetakeaway.org. And we are getting closer to a showdown on the budget on Capitol Hill. President Obama has threatened to veto a House bill that includes $61 billion in cuts this year alone.
Let's use a scalpel. Let's not use a machete. And if we do that, there should be no reason at all for a government shutdown.
The president will meet with Senate Democratic leaders at the White House today. And Watson blew away the human competition on Jeopardy last night.
Boo.
IBM's supercomputer correctly answered 24 of the 30 questions asked and now has a $25,000 lead going into the final round. That's still not enough to cover the costs of his development, though.
I'm for the humans here. Come on, humans.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures also up. The Dow will start at 12,226. The S&P at 1,328. The NASDAQ at 2804. Well, later on this morning, we'll talk with a controversial economist about her idea that the West is on track to lose out to China. And what's better, city or country life? We heard the argument for the city yesterday with Ed Glazier. Today, a little argument in favor of rural life. Give us a call to weigh in for yourself. City versus country, 8778, my take. But first, we're going to go into details about the lawsuit against the Defense Department that deals with sexual harassment and assault in the military.